Well, I trust that you were blessed with that question and answer. And now let's look at this very good question. What does the forbidden tree really mean? Well, can you imagine living in a world where there was only one thing that was forbidden, only one sin that could be committed? That was the world of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. They were in a state of innocence with only one thing that the Lord prohibited them from doing. Let's read Genesis 2:15 through 17. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Now we have no idea what kind of fruit grew on that tree. While some seem to think it was an apple tree, there's really no scripture to support that idea. Evidently, the tree was very appealing. We read in Genesis 3:6, And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. The appeal of the tree to Eve shows the nature of man's heart. Let's read 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Eve wanted to eat of the fruit because she considered it to be tasty. Well, that's the lust of the flesh. She desired the fruit of the tree because it was pleasant to her eyes. That's the lust of the eyes. Eve also wanted the fruit because she thought it would make her wise, and that is the pride of life. Even though the Lord told Adam and Eve not to eat that fruit, they given to their own desires and lusted and disobeyed the Lord. The one sin they could have committed, they committed. What was the purpose of this tree? Why did the Lord put this tree in the Garden of Eden? In the simplest of answers, we can see that the Lord gave them this tree so that Adam and Eve could choose to obey God or choose to disobey Him. Let's look at the words of the Lord to His people in Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. While the Lord gives people the choice to make, He also expresses plainly His desire. He wants people to choose life, not death. He desires that everyone would walk in obedience to His will and put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, so that they may live eternally with Him in glory. Can there truly be obedience without the ability to disobey? Well, I think not. The Lord put that tree in the garden not so that Adam and Eve could disobey, but so they could obey Him and stay away from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They had the choice to obey the Lord, but they also had the choice to disobey Him. They chose to disobey and suffer the severe consequences. Let's read Genesis 2:17 again, and this time from the Young's literal translation. That says, And of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou dost not eat of it, for in the day of thine eating of it, dying, thou shalt die. This shows that when Adam and Eve ate of the forbidden fruit, they died instantly, and also began to die. They died spiritually that day, and began the physical process of dying also. With all that we have had before us, I now want to ask you, will you choose to obey the Lord and put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Consider the words of Joshua in Joshua 24:15. Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You must choose, and you must choose today. None of us are promised to be living tomorrow. It is so vital that you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ today. As we read in 2 Corinthians 6:2, Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.